continue on the theme of how Jesus redeems different parts of our lives.
Antimarantia tembula nuya an le luayevtawe awona fumba anafuta ntesosini apa apa andreto amfianatik.
That Jesus is a redeemer.
Tesosia panavtris.
And that his work on the cross was redemptive, meaning it restores and buys back and brings back under God's rule. Redemption is very much about authority and purchasing.
Le fanavotana dia mikasika le fahefana sy fifidianana nindray.
So when God comes and he purchases us back to himself,
ka rehefa tonga Andriamanitra dia mividy antsika hiverina ho azy indray a,
he cancels our debt,
de fafany ny trosa,
but he also takes ownership of our lives,
fa raisiny an-tanana ihany koa nefa ny fiainatsika,
and then he begins to interfere with everything,
de manomboka izy mitsofotsofoka any amin'ny lafiny rehetrarehetra any,
and he wants you to speak differently.
Tiny no iteny a fumba fteny af.
So he comes and he redeems your speech.
Ete tungis de avutan le fumba fteny nao.
He wants you to think and act differently.
Tiny no yercherta si ano fietskia af.
So by his word he renews your mind.
Te amne lalanten no anavozan sai nao.
And he changes how you view life and death and everything.
Ete uvain fumba fternao fiainana sin fahafatesana sin zavatra rehetra.
And today I wanted to speak about how God comes into the area of suffering.
Ate androana te iresaka mikasika ny hoe ahoana ny fomba hidirana Andriamanitra ihany koa ao amin'izay lafiny hoe fahoriana.
And he wants to change the way you view suffering.
Te tiny ovana ny fomba fijerinao ny fahoriana.
And so this morning I want to speak about Jesus work in redeeming suffering.
Ete amtimarantia te iresaka ny hoe asan Jesosy a anavotany an'izany resaka fahoriana izany.
It doesn't go away when you come to Jesus.
Tsy hoe tonga dia lasa iny tsy ho tsony rehefa manantona an'i Jesosy ianao.
Just like I said, he redeems death so that we're no longer fearful.
Tahaka an'ilay nyresahako hoe navotany a ny fomba fijerintsika amin'ny fahafatesana amin'izay ianao tsy mila matahotra an'izay intsony.
And so you still die, but you're not afraid of it anymore.
Mbola ho faty ihany ianao kanefa ianao tsy matahotra ny intsony.
And you will still suffer in this life.
Ary mbola angiry firy ihany koa ianao andalo fahoriana eto amin'ity fiainana ity.
But Jesus wants to enter into that suffering with you.
Fa Jesosy anefa te hiditra ho anatin'izay fahoriana izay miaraka aminao.
And change the nature of suffering for you.
Ary ovaina ny naturan'izay fahoriana izay a.
It's quite amazing.
Tena mahaliana be le izy.
When you consider that God created everything.
Rehefa hoe eritreretsika hoe Andriamanitra nanao ny zavatra rehetra.
And he has all power and he is completely good.
Ate izy manana ny fahefana rehetra ary izy dia tena tsara.
And that creates this very big problem for some philosophers.
Ate ho an'ny filozofy sasany a manomboka ohatra ny hoe mampiteraka olana kely izay.
Because they say if God loves us and he's altogether good,
and
he is also altogether powerful, why then is there pain and suffering? Why hasn't God done away with it? We know that suffering comes because of sin. Because suffering didn't exist before sin. And we know that suffering won't exist after the end when Jesus returns. Because in heaven there will be no more weeping, no more mourning, no more sickness, no more suffering.
Satria any an-danitra dia tsy misy ranomaso intsony, tsy misy hoe ory, tsy misy hoe tsisy fahoriana.
But the question is in this life,
fa le fanontaniana dia izao eto amin'ity fiainana ity a,
if God is totally powerful and in control, why does he still allow suffering?
Hoe raha ohatra ka tena Andriamanitra no mifehy ny zavatra rehetra ary izy ny tompon'ny fahefana farany a, maninona ny mbola avelany misy ny fahoriana?
And it's a very important question.
De tena fanontaniana tena manan-danja lehibe koa izany.
Because every one of us will suffer at some point in our lives.
Satria ny tsirairay avy amintsika dia samy mbola andalo fahoriana tsy fantatrintsika amin'ny lafininina eo amin'ny fiainantsika.
Right now in this room, some of you are suffering deeply.
Eto amin'ity toeran'ity izao amin'izao fotoana izao ato anatin'ity efitrano ity, misy olona mandalo fahoriana tena lalina.
We hide it well.
Afenitsika tsara le izy.
Sometimes we just put on a brave face.
Dia indraindray tsika mametraka an'le endrika ohatrany hoe sahabe iny.
We pretend we're okay, but inside there could be deep pain.
Modimody manao tsika hoe tsy maninako, nefa ny ao anatiny ao tena misy tena irifiry lalina.
Some people suffering from sickness.
Misy ny olona mandalo fangirifirina noho ny aretiny.
It may be a chronic illness and you've prayed but it's just not healed.
Mety hoe aretina miverimberina foana io, mety efa mivavaka ho an'ilay izy ianao nefa tsy mety sitrana mihitsy.
Some people are suffering from loneliness.
Ny olona sasany mandalo ny irifiriny hoe irery izy.
Can be a very deep pain.
Mety tena hoe irifiry lalina mihitsy izany.
Some people are suffering the burden of poverty.
Misy ny olona sasany mandalo ny irifiriny vesatry ny fahantrana.
Constantly feeling the pressure.
Tena ohatrany hoe misy vesatra foana.
The stress, the anxiety, the concerns.
Le adi-tsaina, le zavatra eritreretiny.
Some people are suffering temptation.
Misy ny olona sasany mandalo ny irifirin'ny fakapanahy.
Temptation is a form of suffering.
Ny fakapanahy ihany koa dia anisan'ny karazana fahoriana.
There could be a wrestle going on in your life.
Mety misy ady mandeha eo amin'ny fiainanao.
A struggle with sin.
Tena hoe sahirana ianao ny amin'ny fahotana.
And you don't want to mess up.
Dia ianao nefa tsy te ho lava.
But you're not sure if you're going to get through the next week without messing up.
Dia ianao nefa tsy azonao antoka hoe za ve amin'ny herinandro tena mbola hijoro tsy ho lava.
Suffering comes to every single human being.
Ny fahoriana dia tonga amin'ny olombelona tsirairay avy.
I want you to know something about suffering.
Dia tiako ianareo mba hahafantatra zavatra mikasika an'izany fahoriana izany.
Because I believe that there's more to suffering than just the bad.
Satria izaho mieritreritra hoe mbola misy zavatra ankoatran'izany hoe ilay zavatra ratsy ny fotsiny ihany ny amin'izany fahoriana izany.
I believe there's a mystery to suffering that we will never understand in this life.
Izaho mino mihitsy hoe misy zava-miafina ao anatin'io fahoriana io izay tsy ho azontsika mihitsiny eto amin'ity fiainanaity.
But the way that you must glorify God is when you recognize that He is able to work something glorious out of suffering.
Dia rehefa azonao tsara hoe izy dia afaka mamokatra zavatra be voninahitra ao anatin'izay hoe fahoriana izay.
If you want to build something good,
raha ohatra ianao te hanangana zavatra tsara,
you need good materials.
Dia mila ianao fitaovana tsara.
So we want to make jewelry, we use gold and silver and precious stones.
Dia raha ohatra ianao izany hoe te hanao firavaka ohatra, dia mampiasa ianao volamena, mampiasa ianao vatosoa.
You want to make a good meal, you use the best food you can afford.
Dia raha te hanao sakafo tsara ianao dia ampiasainao izay karazan-tsakafo tsara takatra ho azonao anaovana an'iny.
But if I go and find some dung from an animal,
fa raha ohatra zao mahita ohatra hoe ohatra tainombo na ohatra an'izany,
then I say transform this into a good meal.
Dia ozy izy ako hoe ovao ty ho lasa sakafo tsara.
Even my wife, who is a brilliant cook, can't do anything with that.
Ieny fa na dia ilay vadiko tena hoe mahay mahandro be iny ary tsy ahavita an'izany.
She can cook a great meal.
Afaka mikarakara sakafo tsara be mihitsy izy.
But if I bring zebu poo and I give it to her and I say, here, make a good meal.
Fa raha ohatra ka mitondra tainombo dia ozy izy ako hoe ty dia manaova sakafo tsara.
She's going to think I've lost my mind.
Dia mety eritreritra izy hoe very saina angambany izy.
But the thing that makes me amazed at God is that He will take the excrement of this world and He will still work with it.
Fa ny tena mahaliana anahy amin'Andriamanitra dia izy mandray an'izay tena hoe zavatra ratsy, tain-javatra faran'izay ratsy eto amin'ity fiainana ity dia mbola mahavita zavatra tsara ao anatin'izay izy.
In other words, He will take the mess that sin has made.
Raha tenena amin'ny teny hafa dia hoe raisiny mihitsy ilay korontana izay efa nivokarin'ny fahotana.
And He will somehow work redemptively.
Now
suffering is like that. When it's in the hands of God, even though the suffering is bad, God will still fashion something good out of it. And so we see this in the Bible. And this morning I'm just going to share a few thoughts about suffering. There's no way I could say it all. But I want to show you something about God as well. When God made this world, He chose suffering for Himself. Now that is crazy. I mean, to human wisdom, it doesn't make sense. Whenever you're suffering and God's not fixing it, you think this doesn't make sense. But most of us would never choose suffering for ourselves. You can be healthy and wealthy. Or you can suffer a burden and a sickness and poverty.
And
people can hate you. And then they'll kill you. And then you die. Okay, who chooses which one? The healthy and wealthy, or the to be despised by people, to suffer and then to die. Which one would you choose? It's obvious. The health and the wealth, of course. No one's really going to choose the bad one for themselves. This is the thing about God. When He spoke this world into being, He started a process. When He said, "Let there be light," there was light. And He'd begun a creative process. And God knew that when He made Adam and Eve, they would sin.
See,
God knows the end from the beginning. He's not like us. He sees everything. Right to the end. And so as He said, "Let there be light," the Heavenly Father knew full well that Adam and Eve were going
to
sin.
And
then He went ahead with creation and created. The Bible speaks of Jesus and calls Him the Lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world. So the Father knew that Jesus would suffer and die for the sins of the world before He created the world. What a price. Huge cost. When God said, "Let there be light," He spoke the words that began the process that would ultimately cost Him Jesus' life.
De efa nanomboka sahady izy an'ilay dingana isan-karazany izay hoe ny sarany izay dia niainy Jesosy.
So God himself knew that he would suffer.
Andriamanitra tenany nahafantatra fa izy dia andalo fahoriana.
And from that position he went forwards.
De teo amin'izay toerana hoe nahafantatra an'izay izay izy mbola nandroso ihany izy.
In a sense it was like this, bring it on.
Ohatra ny reny teny reny hoe alao tonga.
Give it to me.
Omeo anahako.
I'll take it.
Fa ho raisiko.
I will suffer and die.
Ho ijaly ary ho faty.
So the first sufferer.
Ka ilay hoe ilay mpijaly voalohany indrindra.
Is God.
Dia Andriamanitra.
And he ordained suffering for himself.
Ary izy dia efa nanondro sahady an'ilay fahoriana ho an'ny tenany.
From a position of absolute authority.
Teo amin'ilay fahamfantarana hoe izy ny tompon'ny fahefana rehetrarehetra.
Now suffering comes upon us. We don't usually choose it for ourselves.
Fa ny fahoriana dia tonga amintsikatsika nefa tsy hoe misafidy an'iny.
But God himself saw what would happen and he chose suffering.
Fa Andriamanitra tenany nefa hita ny sady ny zavatra hitranga nefa nofidiny ho an'ny tenany.
I'll tell you why this is.
Inara na antony mahatonga an'izay.
It's because God's love for you is bigger than you can imagine.
Satria ny fitiavan'Andriamanitra anao dia lehibe lavitra noho izay mety ho eritreretinao.
His love is so huge.
Tena lehibe mihitsy ny fitiavany.
That he has not forced you to experience anything that he himself would not go through.
Ary dia tsy manery anao mihitsy izy andalo an'izay zavatra lalovany izy tenany.
He wants to be completely one with you.
Tena te ho iray aminao tanteraka izy.
The problem is sin has made us one with the world.
Fa ny olana dia hoe ny fahotana nahatonga antsika ho lasa ho iray amin'izao tontolo izao.
And like a cancer in our bodies.
Dia tahaka an'ireny ilay kansera eo amin'ny vatantsika ireny.
Sin has got its roots into us.
Tena hoe namaka any anatintsika any mihitsy ny fahotana.
And God knows it's going to hurt.
Ary fantatr'Andriamanitra tsara mihitsy hoe arary io.
To separate you from the world and the world from you.
Ny hoe arary ny manasaraka anao amin'izao tontolo izao sy izao tontolo izao aminao.
But he's not just out there saying, okay, well, you can go through those struggles on your own. I'm
going
to sit here in my throne with my comfortable couch seating
and
the angels to fan me when it's hot and my satellite TV seeing the whole universe out there and he'll leave us to struggle. That's not the heart of God. God wants such unity with you and me that he's willing to go through everything we go through.
Andriamanitra tena hoe te ho iray amiko sy aminao izy dia nanaiky mihitsy izy nandeha namakivaky any zavatra izay ho tokony ho nivakivakintsika.
Look at Isaiah 53 verse 3.
Jereo anie ny Isaia toko fa telo amby dimampolo. Telo amby dimampolo andininy fahatelo.
This is it's a text about Jesus.
Andalana mikasika an' Jesosy ity a.
It's well known.
Fantatra azy izy ity, fantatra tsara.
It speaks about the incarnation where Jesus came and took on flesh.
Ary miresaka mikasika an' Jesosy hoe nitafy nofo tonga nitafy nofo.
And in verse 3 it speaks about what people did to him and how it felt.
Dia eo amin'ny andininy fahatelo miresaka mikasika ny zavatra izay nataon'ny olona taminy sy ny fahatsapana an'izay.
Just read verse 3.
Natao tsinotsinona sy nolavin'ny olona izy, lehilahy ory sady zatra ny fahoriany, ary tahaka izay tsy tian'ny olona kojerena akory izy. Natao tsinotsinona izy ka tsy mba nahontsika.
A man of suffering and familiar with pain.
Lehilahy ory sady zatra ny fahoriany.
That's Jesus.
Jesosy izay.
A man of suffering.
Lehilahy zatra fahoriany.
Familiar with pain.
Tena hoe fantantsara izany hiry firy izany.
He frequently experienced rejection.
Izy dia natsapa foana mihitsy izany hoe fandavana azy izany.
Opposition.
Olona manohitra azy.
People that hated him.
Olona mankahala azy.
People that were angry with him.
Olona tezitra aminy.
People that deserted him.
Olona tsy miraharahana azy fa mandao azy.
People that betrayed him.
Olona namadika azy.
He was hungry.
Nona koa izy.
He was thirsty.
Nangetaheta izy.
He was tired.
Reraka izy.
He went through it all.
Nandalo an'izany rehetrarehetra izany izy.
He suffered.
Nijaly izy.
In the end, he was on the cross.
Tamin'ny farany izy teo amin'ny hazo fijaliana.
And he couldn't even move.
Ary tsy afaka nihetsika akory azy izy.
Nailed there.
Nofantsihana teo izy.
Suffering.
Nijaly.
Now when we look at Jesus suffering,
ka rehefa mijery ny fahorian'i Jesosy tsika,
God is saying, I'm willing to walk with you through everything.
Dia Andriamanitra miresaka aminao izay hoe, izany hoe vonona niaraka aminao amakivaky ny zavatra rehetrarehetra.
I will enter into the pain that sin causes.
Hiditra ao amin'ny ny hiry firy izay novokarin'ny fahotana ako.
I will taste the suffering that this life brings.
Ho andramako ny fahoriana izay entin'izao fiainana izao.
When I was preparing this message, I read about a woman who had an accident and ended up completely paralyzed in a wheelchair.
Tamin'izany nanomana an'ity lesona ity dia namaky tantarana vehivavy anankiray ako a, izay voan'ny accident dia avy eo izy lasa malemy tanteraka dia mipetraka amin'ilay seza roulante ireny.
She couldn't even drive her wheelchair because she was paralyzed from the neck down.
Izy ara tsy afaka mba manosika n'iny sezany iny akory satria izy a malemy a manomboka eo amin'ny tendany midina izany malemy daholo.
A Christian lady.
Vehivavy kristiana.
She could paint with her, put a paintbrush in her mouth, she could paint or write a bit.
Afaka manoratra izy a na manao sary hosodoko a asiana an'ilay borosy iny amin'ny vavany dia afaka manao an'izay izy.
One day she was grieving her suffering state.
Dia indray andro izy tena hoe natsiarina ny amin'izany hoe fahoriana amin'ny lalina lalovana izany mihitsy nalahelo ny amin'izay.
Feeling the burden of the suffering in her life.
Tena hoe tsapany mihitsy ny vesatry le fahoriana eo amin'ny fiainany.
And in that moment, Jesus spoke to her.
Dia tamin'izay fotoana izay a niresaka tamin'i Jesosy.
And he said, I've also been unable to move.
Dia ozy izy hoe za koa nge efa nandalo an'izany hoe tsy afaka nihetsika izany.
And she had a picture of Jesus on the cross.
Dia nanana sary ohatrany hoe endrika Jesosy izy a eo amin'ny hazo fijaliana.
Picture Jesus.
Alaivo sary an-tsain'i Jesosy.
Nailed to the cross.
Fantsihana teo amin'ny hazo fijaliana.
All he could do is move his head a bit.
Ny any azony natao dia ny mampihetsika kely ny lohany.
This lady in her wheelchair, she knew Jesus had suffered just as much as she was suffering.
Ity vehivavy teo amin'ny sezany ity natsapa tsara hoe Jesosy koa nijaly a nihoatra lavitra azy noho ny fijaliana izay lalovany.
Jesus was saying to her, you're not alone in your suffering.
Dia Jesosy miteny aminy hoe tsy irery ianao amin'io fahoriana lalovanao io.
If you are willing to turn to Jesus,
raha ohatra ianao ka tena hoe te hitodika ho any amin'i Jesosy,
consider his life,
dia tena alaivo sary an-tsaina ny fiainany.
You will see a man who's acquainted with suffering,
dia hahita tokoa ianao hoe lehilahy tena hoe zatra fahoriana,
familiar with pain,
fantany tsara mihitsy izany hiry firy izany.
He knows what it feels like.
Fantany tsara ohatra ny ahoana le izy.
He knows what you feel like when you're suffering.
Fantany koa hoe ohatra ny ahoana ny fahatsapahanao rehefa mandalo fahoriana ianao.
You don't suffer alone.
Tsy mijaly irery ianao.
He walks with you through your suffering.
Miara-mandeha aminao izy mamakivaky ny fahorianao.
Now when we're suffering, our question is often why?
Dia rehefa mandalo fahoriantsika indraindray ny fanontaniantsika dia izao foana hoe fa maninona?
Isn't there another way?
Angatsy misy fomba hafa azo atao?
Why does it have to be like this?
Fa nahoana ny tsy maintsy ohatr'izao?
Why does my life be like this now?
Fa maninona raha ny fiainako no ohatr'izao amin'izao?
God, can't you change this thing?
Fa angatsy hainao ho vany ity zavatra ity Andriamanitra?
Why?
Fa maninona?
Why is the big question of suffering and it remains unanswered?
Izay fanontaniana hoe fa ny maninona fa nahoana izay foana ny fanontaniana lehibe indrindra n'ilay fahoriana ary hijanona tsy ho voavaly mihitsy io.
When you look at Jesus, on his journey to the cross, he reached an extremely intense moment in the Garden of Gethsemane. And he was praying, and he said to his Father, if there's any other way,
Tenten tamni raiswe ramis lalana afa.
He says, can this cup pass from me? Don't make me go through this that I'm about to go through.
Itika pokti zay dirakti afaka esurna ve titsik mis lalana afa ve.
Don't make me drink this cup.
Aza velam sutro antika poktia.
And then he said, but not my will. Your will be done.
Nefatsin sitrapok fan sitraponao aneno atao.
You know what the Heavenly Father's view was at that moment? His son in agony. And the father says, my boy, there's no other way. There's no other way. You must drink this cup. A cup of suffering. Prepared for you. And Jesus went to the cross. And he suffered and he died. And the Father raised him to life. In the power of the Holy Spirit. And exalted him to the highest place. And gave him a name above every name. He received the highest reward. The Bible tells us, for the joy set before him, he endured the cross. When we're suffering and we say, why God? What we're often saying inside that question is, isn't there another way? God's answer to us is not an explanation. You could sum it up in two words. Trust me. Trust me. That's what God says to you. And today, wherever you are in your pain or your suffering, you might never get an explanation. But if you go to God and you ask Him, what's going on with this situation? He will say, trust me. Trust me. You might say, is there no other way? And God might say, no. There isn't. Trust me. Trust me. On the other side, God is preparing something glorious. On the other side of your suffering, God will do something redemptive. We don't always suffer because we did something wrong. In superstitious communities, they blame the person for that person's suffering.
See,
you're sick because you sinned. It's rubbish.
It
doesn't work like that. Jesus never sinned, but he suffered. Did I do something wrong that my life is in this pressure? That my father died. Or my finances aren't working out. Or my marriage fell apart. Or there's sickness in my body. Sometimes it's nothing wrong that you did. You did nothing wrong. Look at how Job teaches us the book of Job. In that story, it begins with God saying to the devil, "Have you seen Job?"
Nanumka ntamle andremanitra niteny tamin'ny devoly hoe efa hitanao ve I Job?
Do you know what makes Job special?
Hitanareo na tonga ny Job tena ohatra hoe spesialy manokana be?
He was righteous.
Olomarina izy.
God said, "There's no one like Job in all the land. He is a righteous man."
Ozy izy andriamanitra tsy misy olona tahaka ny Job eny ambonin'ny tany fa olona marina izy.
So what happened to Job?
Dia inona no nitranga tamin'ny Job?
Because he was a righteous man, he was selected for testing.
Satria izy olona marina dia nofidiana izy anaovana test.
And he went through an incredible journey of suffering.
Dia nanontalina makivavy. Namakivaky fahoriana tena lalina mihitsy izy.
Because God was confident of the glory that would be produced at the end.
Satria andriamanitra tena azo antoka tsara mihitsy ny an'ilay voninahitra izay hipotra amin'ny alalan'iny any amin'ny farany.
We see Job was not guilty of sin that he suffered. He simply suffered for the glory of God.
Hitatsika fa I Job tsy hoe nandalo fahoriana izy noho ny fahotana, fa nandalo fahoriana izy noho ny voninahitr'Andriamanitra.
And in the end,
dia tany amin'ny farany,
God made good by Job. He made right.
Dia nataon'Andriamanitra nanao zavatra tsara tamin'ny alalan'ny Job Andriamanitra.
In the end,
tany amin'ny farany,
Job gets back more than he lost.
Noneran'Andriamanitra le zavatra very tamin'ny Job.
And Job speaks with a revelation that you could only gain through suffering.
Ary Job dia afaka nanambara zavatra izay hoe amin'ny alalan'ny fahoriana irery ihany no azahoana anazy avy eo.
He says this.
Izao no niteneniny.
He says, "I had heard of God, but now I've seen him."
Ozy izy hoe izaho efa nandrean'Andriamanitra taloha fa izao kosa mahita azy.
What he means is, "I was there and God was there, but now we're close."
Tino tenena hoe taloha tato Andriamanitra dia izahako tato fa izao izay tena mifanakaiky.
"I knew that people said he was faithful, but now I've seen his faithfulness."
Izay efa naheno hoe mahatoky izy ozy ny olona fa izao tena hitako tokoa fa tena mahatoky izy.
"I had experienced a little bit of God, but now I've experienced much more."
Efa natsapa momba an'Andriamanitra ihany aho kelikely taloha fa izao tena ngeda be ny zavatra tsapako.
When you are suffering,
rehefa mandalo irifiry ianao,
God wants you to go to him.
Tian'Andriamanitra ianao hanantona azy.
To draw near to him.
Hanantona azy akaiky.
To walk the journey with him.
Hiara mandeha makivaky an'iny zavatra lalovanao iny miaraka aminy.
So that you learn more about God.
Mba amin'izay ianao hianatra bebe kokoa ny momban'Andriamanitra.
And care less for this world.
Ary dia tsy dia hiraraha loatra an'izao fiainana izao.
Meaning you're not living for the things of this world.
Dikan'izay tsy hoe ny zavatra ho an'izao fiainana izao no hiainanao.
But God has become your satisfaction.
Fa Andriamanitra no lasa fahafahamponao.
Many people who have suffered deeply
end up
in a place of much greater intimacy with God.
Ary dia ny afarany dia lasa hoe tena lasa fifandraisana mifanakaiky bebe kokoa amin'Andriamanitra.
And that's how God works redemptively through suffering.
Ary izay no fomba fiasan'Andriamanitra hoe anavotany an'ilay fahoriana izay lalovany.
Because he can use your pain to bring you away from things that can't satisfy you towards the God who alone can satisfy you.
Satria azo ny ampiasaina le fahorianao iny mba analanao amin'ilay zavatra izay tsy afaka mahafa-po anao fa izy irery ihany no mahafa-po anao.
There was a little boy who was he was injured when he was 1 year old.
Nisy ankizy lahy anankiray izay naratra tamin'izy vao ery taona.
And as a result of his injury, he was physically weak and he suffered many sicknesses and problems.
Dia vokatra izay hoe olana ny lalovana izay dia lasa manana olana ara-batana foana izy ny vatany marefo mora marary.
When he was 17, I think he'd been in hospital for 14 years of his life.
Dia tamin'izy 7 ambin'ny folo taona angamba dia efa hoe efa tany amin'ny hôpitaly inefatra ambin'ny folo izy.
And through his suffering, he'd become a Christian. He'd draw near to God.
De tau anatin'izany fahoriana lalovan'izany a, de lasa kristiana izy de nanomboka nenanakaiky an'Andriamanitra.
And someone asked him about his suffering.
De avy eo nisy olona nanontany anazy hoe ahoana mikasika an'io fahoriana lalovanao io?
And he said, "Oh no, it's nothing."
De hoy izy, "Ah, tsisy dikany io."
He said, "How can you say it's nothing?"
De hoy izy le olona hoe, "Fa ahoana na fa anao miteny hoe tsisy dikany io?"
Most of your life you've lived in hospital, you've suffered.
Ny ankabeazan'ny fiainanao dia tany amin'ny hôpitaly foana mijaly ianao.
And he says, no, it's taught me about eternity.
Dia hoy izy, mampianatra anahy io mikasika ny fiainana mandrakizay.
It's taught me what lies ahead.
Mampianatra anahy hoe inona no mbola miandry eo aloha ao.
I said, aren't you angry with God?
Dia hoy izy, angay ianao tsy tezitra amin'Andriamanitra?
He says, no, I trust God.
Dia hoy izy, matoky an'Andriamanitra.
He says, but God hasn't healed you.
Dia hoy izy, le mpanontany hoe, Andriamanitra ne tsy nanasitrana anao e?
And he says, no, but God's got forever to make it up to me.
Dia hoy izy, Andriamanitra mbola anana ny mandrakizay anonerany an'io amiko.
And he will.
Ary anao an'izay izy.
Even if God doesn't give you the breakthrough in this life,
yen fa na dia tsy tafavoaka aza ianao atao amin'ity fiainana ity,
God will make good.
Mbola anao zavatra tsara foana Andriamanitra.
In eternity.
Any amin'ny fiainana mandrakizay.
In this life.
Eto amin'ity fiainana ity a.
You'll have problems. That's what Jesus said.
Dia anana olana tsika hozy Jesus.
Guess what Jesus had in this life.
Saintsainany ny zavatra lalovan' Jesosy teto amin'ity fiainana ity e.
He had problems.
Nanana olana izy.
Tired, thirsty, hungry.
Reraka, mangetaeta, nona.
People hating him.
Nankalain'ny olona izy.
But he walked through it.
Fa namakivaky an'izay nefa izy.
Because he knew God would do something awesome.
Satria fantany tsara hoe mbola hanao zavatra mahatalanjon'Andriamanitra.
God can do something awesome with your suffering.
Afaka manao zavatra mahatalanjona amin'ny alalan'ny fahorianao io Andriamanitra.
Whatever suffering God takes you through in this life, God is doing something glorious.
Ninninna karazan'ny zavatra lalovanao hoe fahoriana lalovanao eto amin'ity fiainana ity, afaka manao zavatra be voninahitra ny amin'izay Andriamanitra.
You might ask God why.
Mety anontany an'Andriamanitra ianao hoe fa maninona.
You might not get an explanation.
Mety tsy azo fanazavana ianao.
But you will get a word from God that says, trust me.
Fa azo teny avy any aminy kosa nefa ianao hoe matokia.
Let's pray.
Ndao tsika hivavaka.
Heavenly Father, we see that you yourself suffered.
Ry Andriamanitra rehefa iray eo hitanay hoe ianao tenany ihany koa dia efa nijaly.
That you paid the highest price.
Ary ianao no nandoha an'ilay sarany na ilay vidiny ambony indrindra.
But through the redemptive work of the cross, you are building something glorious.
Fa vokatr'ilay hoe asam-panavotana izay nataonao tamin'ny alalan'ny hazo fijaliana kosa dia manangana zavatra be voninahitra ianao.
What you saw when you created this world was worth it.
Le zavatra izay hitanao tamin'ny anaovana nangana an'izao tontolo izao dia tena nisy lanjany le izy.
Worth all the pain and the suffering.
Tena hoe mendrika ny nandalovana an'le fahoriana sy ny zavatra mangirifiry rehetra.
Worth the price that you would pay.
Ary ny sarany izay nalohanao ihany koa dia tena mendrika an'izay.
Help us, Lord God.
Ampio izahay Andriamanitra ray eo.
To live with hope and with faith.
Mba hiaina amin'ny fanantenana sy finoana.
And put our trust in you.
Ary tena metraka amin'ny fatokisana aminao.
As you walk with us through every suffering that we have to go through.
Rehefa eo ampamakivakina ny fahoriana isan-karazany lalovanay miaraka aminay ianao.
And you work it out for your glory.
Ary ianao anie no amoaka an'izany ho an'ny voninahitra ao.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.